Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're well, you're safe, and you're having a great start to your week. I'm excited because I am joined by a dear friend who happens to live in Singapore, Adeline Heng, and she's going to share with us how we can live our best life. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week, what is part of your self-care routine? Do you do massages, pedicures, manicures, facials? What is it? I would love to know. So please share either on this podcast page or share it in the link below in social media. And of course, this week, instead of a tip or a resource or a statistic, I challenge you to check out, if you already haven't done so, Oprah's 2020 Wellness Tour. I binge watched that. I was inspired. I was encouraged. I was motivated. So I challenge you to do that. There were wonderful women, from Lady Gaga to Tracy Ellis Ross to Jennifer Lopez and so many more. And then, of course, our guest, Adeline Heng. She's 50. She exercises twice a week with a group of young ladies. While they go breathless, she eases effortlessly from low impact stretches to active cardio workouts. She demonstrates that age is just a number. The rest are excuses. When most women keep a low profile of their ages, she bravely inspires others to break the rules and be the best version of themselves regardless of age. Her metaphor for life is transformation of a caterpillar. Challenges are life's way of building up a person to be resilient and adaptive. Happiness is an inside job, and everybody has the capacity to be so. Those who aren't simply need to unlock the door to everlasting happiness. That's why she took up certification in manifesting all possibilities. Adeline's passion is guiding her clients with MAP to discover ways to improve both mentally and physically. The result of such growth means more fulfillment and less pain in life. She guides women who feel lost at the crossroads of life. Adeline has personally encountered those trials. She wished she had a female mentor who understood what was happening and showed her the way. Fortunately, she did meet wonderful mentors along the way. She learned through her personal struggles. In the process, she not only found herself, she discovered a 3D process for personal wellness. Discover your situation, design your future, decide who you are and where you want to go. So sit back, listen, and of course, we did have a few technical challenges, but I hope you enjoy my interview with Adeline Heng. Well, hello, listeners. I'm excited because I have a wonderful friend, Adeline Heng, and she's going to be just talking with us, you know, how to live our best life and how to do the things we want to do, especially now, you know, we've been doing quarantine and self-distancing that, need to really rediscover ourselves. And she is the founder of Love Your Gray, which is good, especially right about now. So Adeline, hello, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Janet. Really great to be on your show again. And, saying hello to all of you from Singapore. We, Janet and I, we are like, 12 hours apart?
Yes, 12 hours apart. Yes, 12. And that does not matter. I will do and whatever I need to do. So, Adeline, what made you decide to do the Love Your Gray, to be the founder of Love Your Gray?
Wow. I would say it started with, I guess it's a common term now. People call it midlife crisis. I had it Quite early in life, I guess. I was in my mid-30s. Now looking back, I realize that it started when I was in my mid-30s. I felt this void, this emptiness in my life. And I didn't know what to do with it. I wasn't such a, you know, I wasn't really connected with myself back then. So I just went around buying things, you know. Retail therapy was one of those things that I did. I bought a lot of stuff. And yeah, Janet, you'll understand what I had to deal with. And I also went into baking because that gave me a quick sense of achievement, because I would transform, you know, flour, egg, sugar, and what have you into a finished product that I can see, like a cake or some cookies or, you know, all sorts of things. So after baking all that stuff, no one eats it. I have to eat it. And then guess what happened? You know, I grew, I put on weight, and then I started hating myself. And it just sort of goes spiral down. And overall, there was just this whole lack of direction. And today, looking back, I realized that I just made three very, very costly mistakes. And, well, I put it out in cheat sheets that I can give out to your readers, so they can always reach out and I can share with them that. Would you like to know what those three mistakes are? Yeah? So,
yes.
Throughout this time that I have been talking to my clients and my friends, I found that a lot of people live in their past, you know, the past mistakes, and even like whatever humble beginnings they had, you know, the family background, their basically their family of origin. And then as a result of that, a lot of people cannot forgive themselves for some of the things they had done in the past. And then also the other big mistake they do is focusing on the stuff that's not present in their life, the stuff that's missing, and totally forgetting what they have in their life, and, you know, failing to be grateful for the blessings that's already present. And all that put together then just makes, at that time, it made me feel very, very bitter. I felt that the world was against me. I wasn't really a happy person. And I have friends from back then who, you know, because we reconnected recently, she told me that, hey, Ed, I noticed that there is this difference between who you were last time, the Adeline I know from 10, 15 years ago. You were generally very bitter, like the world was against you. And these were like, I was so surprised when I heard it articulated to me. And I realized that really that was how I was presenting myself, because that was who I was inside. And it just, you know, it comes out. So I saw a lot of that, who we were being, you know, the messiness that we are experiencing in our lives. It shows up, even though at that time, I made a decision to not, to only focus on positive things. So I was quite surprised that my friend told me that she could sense that bitterness in me. And I was like, whoa. So it's a lot deeper than just saying something that, okay, I will not speak negative. So instead of half, the glass is half empty, it's half full. So that was a conscious decision I made. However, that was not enough. That was not enough to come across as a positive person, because there were a lot of stuff that I say, even that I said, even in the last maybe 3 to 5 years, that somehow sometimes we slip, we backslide, right? Yeah. So it's a constant walk, journey that we learn from the mistakes that we have made, and then we correct ourselves. And for me, I'm also thankful that in the process of this finding myself, getting out of this emptiness, I reconnected with Jesus, with God, and I realized that previously there was no relationship. It was just, yeah, you are God, I am here. So I come to you with requests and prayers, and you know, I just wait for you to answer me. And part of the focusing on what's missing was, yeah, I pray, but I don't hear from God. But without putting in the effort to get to know Jesus, spending time to build that rapport and that relationship, inviting him into my life, that's why there was this emptiness. I didn't know what I was doing. And yeah.
So once you decided to start, you know, your business, so what were some of the reasons really why you feel women just don't go out there and just really live their best life? Like, what holds them back? What holds us back? When we get a certain age, when we see the gray hair, or maybe even before we see the gray hair.
Yeah. Well, I think you, Jenna, you raised a few good points, because when we start seeing the reflection in the mirror, and we notice the changes, for me, that was the time when, okay, growing up, I had not been a big fan of myself looking into the mirror. So, you know, as I reached middle age, that was also it. I only looked at the mirror just to put on stuff on my face to look presentable. Yeah. And because I was growing bigger and bigger, so I didn't really like looking at myself below my neck. Oh. So that's why I, you know, I invested, I bought really nice clothes, but some clothes just didn't work, that body shape I had. So I had to learn it. So overall, I didn't like what I was seeing. So I wasn't comfortable with myself. And to a large extent, I didn't accept myself. And also I started resenting myself. And that... that, you know, contributed in the sense that I spoke about earlier. So because we didn't like ourselves, so we stopped loving ourselves. We stopped loving ourselves, and then that sort of stops us from going out. And the reason I found out was also the fear of the unknown, you know. Fear of the unknown. People are just so worried about what's out there. They are already so comfortable in their own comfort zone that they won't risk going out. Stepping out of their comfort zone was too risky for them. But I've come to know that, you know, especially after reconnecting with repairing my relationship with God, that I saw, you know, a lot of us are so focused on our own past mistakes and what's missing, that we fail to see ourselves in the image that God created us to be, in His image, right? So maybe there's a lot of fear because what we don't see, we don't know, and therefore I don't think I want to try. At least that was mentality previously. But now I know that that what God has planned for me is so much bigger and better that my small tiny mind cannot see. And so every day I just take that one step closer, and I'm amazed at the stuff that I begin to see. My eyes are opened, I understand more, and yes, I just want to, you know, encourage listeners who are feeling so afraid to not be afraid and trust, because wherever we go, I think I've read some writing somewhere that we see footsteps ascend.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one set of footsteps, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, that set of footsteps belongs to Jesus, and He's carrying us. And that's why we only see one set of footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that, yes, all this time I was just focused on like, yes, it's just me and me alone. And because if we are relying on our own ability, there's so little we can do.
Yeah. And that is so true.
So that's why there's all this fear, right? And
yeah.
And, yeah.
And that is true. So, Adeline, for somebody who's listening, and particularly I have two friends, one who, unfortunately, she's working remotely, but her employer said, we're going to cut your pay by 40%. Another one, she went home because, you know, of the industry she works in, she's, you know, direct contact with clients. So they sent her home, but then a week later, they sent her an email saying, we're not going to open back up again at all. So those people, what are some things that you feel that they can do to begin to get that little nudge, to begin to live their best life, because their life has just been changed? So what are some things that they could possibly do?
Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm really sorry to hear those. Unfortunately,
I mean, they're optimistic, though.
Of life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're very optimistic because they're both very optimistic because they both know that they want to take their skills and their passions and start their businesses. So that's the good thing about it. So even though all of this stuff has happened, but what are some things that they can do just to really kind of keep themselves encouraged despite all that other stuff that's going on, to really go forth and do what, you know, they've been called to do?
Right.
And Adeline, are you still with us? I hope you are. And she is back. Okay, I think I have lost Adeline for a second here, and you just have to understand because, you know, we got 12 hours difference between us. So hopefully she'll be joining us in the next few seconds. Okay, Adeline, let me see. I am going to hopefully have you come back on. Let's see. So anyway, as you can see, we were having a great conversation, as I shared with Adeline, two friends, both in two different industries. One was sent home. Her paycheck is going to be cut by 40%. Another one lost her job completely. And I was just sharing that, so we've got Adeline back. I am so happy. I am so happy. So as I was saying, as you, and you could just continue, because I was just, you know, waiting for you to come back. I said, look, we're 12 hours difference here. So she's coming back.
Yes. For some reason, I got kicked out by Zoom.
Oh.
Maybe we were onto some really good stuff.
We must have been on some good stuff. But you sound really clearer now.
Right. So, yeah. Where did we stop? We were talking about your friends.
We were talking about friends, yeah. Some ways.
So, I think it's great that they are feeling optimistic about the situation. And maybe, I'm guessing they are probably believers. And then it's really that a good time now to maybe look at our relationship with God, and could it be that he's trying to say something to us, or is he giving us an opportunity to review what is it that we are doing right now? Maybe he has bigger plans for us, and so he has to close one door before you will look at another, or you know, see the open door, right? So that's one way we could look at the situation right now, and yeah, and think about what is it that God really is trying to tell me. For example, I think I quit my job about five years ago, and at that time I was like just enjoying the freedom, you know, and tying up the loose ends that I had with my parents, and they have gone home, and I had good 2 to 4 years with 2 years with my dad, 4 years with my mom. And in that process, also, it allowed me to finish my book and get it published. And then after my mom went home, it was like, okay, I have no more excuses. I have no more excuses. I've done my book. I have my business. So what is it that I'm going to do? And so that started more in-depth look into my own life, into like what is God really trying to tell me. And I saw very clearly then that I had been chasing all these shiny objects in my life, whatever they are, like I like nice clothes, I bought leather goods, you know, just all those things that I was chasing. And so because of I think somehow maybe with age, with maturity, the stuff that used to interest us, no longer, they become not so interesting. And then as I walk closer to God, I realized that I have, you know, everything that I need, he has provided. And I don't have to worry so much, right? And now this verse, I cannot remember. Maybe I think it's from Matthew. He dresses the birds in the air and he takes care of the flowers.
Yeah, he takes care of the flowers in the fields and the birds in the air. Yes.
Yeah, right? And why would he not take care of me? So I began to embrace that I don't need a lot. And once I started embracing whatever I had, you know, it's less compared to what I had. But I was happy. I am happy now. I wasn't happy then with the so much that I had. It just became clutter. And so, you know, I saw the change once I embraced this attitude of gratitude. And then this appreciation started. And of course, hanging out with people who are successful, who are where I aspire to be, I've learned from them. And I've kind of refrained from hanging out with people who are still stuck in where I was. Because all we talk about was the things that were missing or are missing in our lives, and we just spiral each other down. And I didn't want to, I felt a little vulnerable at the time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to hang out with people like that because I wasn't ready to bring up their energy.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they would bring my energy down and I would spiral, I would backslide, and that I wasn't prepared to do. And so I started hanging out with people who are already where I aspire to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, learn from them, and I picked up some useful, I picked up wisdom from them. And that helped me to grow and to blossom into that version that God had in mind for me. And of course, that today, well, right now, I'm privileged to be able to put all that together to help people, to help women especially, who feel lost and empty, and just overall, where am I? What am I doing with my mm-hmm. life? Is that it? I guess this whole situation right now with the virus is putting a lot of people into this sort of situation where they are questioning, is there more to life than this?
Yeah.
What am I living for? Or what does God want for me?
That's true.
You know.
That is true, yeah. Because I remember back in, 1990-something, where I got laid off from a job I loved, and that's what pushed me to do this business. So you're right. It's like when one door closes, another one opens, because that was not in my thought process to start a business. But then I was like, I can't have anybody else have control over my finances anymore. So I need to do something. So you're right. You're right. These opportunities, this is an opportunity now for women, of course, and men too, mm-hmm. but specifically women, to really look at, like, what do I want to do? How do I want it to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There's so much that women can do.
Yes.
And there's so much in life that's mm-hmm. waiting to happen. I think women just need to be brave, have courage, trust, and have faith in God that He's there with us. We are not alone.
And that is right.
Yeah. Take that first step.
That's right. So, Ella, what are you doing to create balance in your life right now? I mean, I know a lot of us, our routines have changed, but I still feel it's important for us to do certain things. And I know one of the things you were sharing is, like, you're cooking. I know mm-hmm. you're still into physical activity, even if you have to it through Zoom. So,
Yes. You know, I exercise with my, I run a studio in Singapore with a few partners. And among the things we do is this weekly workout classes. We do it 3 times a week on Monday evenings, Wednesday evenings, and Saturday afternoon. So we've continued that on Zoom, and as the host, I take care of opening the room and playing the music. And I have my business partner who is the main facilitator. So she leads the session. And of course, we have some sessions that are just specifically for beginners, so that we co-facilitate. But, you know, these activities keep me going. That I love exercising with the group, And it's so interesting to do it on Zoom now. And I'm seeing a lot of people doing exercises on Zoom. And it's interesting. And I love that we more people are paying attention to the physical part of life, that we just need to get moving and find a group that gives the kind of exercise, or basically just give the right kind of vibes that, you know, that connects with you, that vibes with you, and then just do stuff together.
That's yeah. true.
And if any one of your listeners are keen, I'm happy to have them join us.
Okay.
Since we are with Janet, we are 12 hours apart.
Yeah, 12 hours apart.
So
but some people might want to still do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's usually then for you in the US will be 7 a.m.
Oh, that's Monday, perfect for some people.
So that would be Monday and Wednesday at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm, that would be perfect for some people.
Yeah, but on Saturday it's 3 p.m. my time. So that's kind of in the middle.
Yeah, that's kind of, that might not work for some. That might not work, but then I know somebody that's up at 4 a.m. and exercises, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she always does that. So, Adeline, before we go, what book are you reading, or what book would you recommend? Now, I know you've got a book, so what book would you recommend to the listeners?
I smiled when I put that prompt down for myself in answer to your question. I would recommend that people read the Bible, because that's what I'm reading now.
Okay.
Truth be told, I've not been very familiar with the Bible. I've only started Bible studies maybe 1 year ago. And I'm learning a lot. And I realized that even King David is tested the same way that we are. And in my studies also of the Book of Samuel, I think, I realized that my past, you know, that at that time when I was feeling so empty, I was chasing shiny objects. I was like King Solomon, you know, focused on being popular, getting, you know, wanting to be known. And
I think we all,
So I saw that similarity, and that kind of became a distraction. And for me, I wish to focus on building that relationship with God and having just a closer relationship with Jesus, walking closer with Him. Mm-hmm. Then I have to keep my eyes on His words and not anything else. And I realized that reading all these, because I don't read fiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all these secular books, yes, they talk about some Christian principles, but they disregard God.
Mm-hmm.
They take God out of the picture, and the focus is then on me and myself. I thought, now's not the time to read those books. I think I need to build up on my relationship with God first, strengthen that, so I can see better.
All right. So, as always, our conversations are wonderful. So, how can listeners get in contact with you?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. It's loveyourgray.me, right? On Instagram. Or you can reach out. If you want to reach out, you can email me at info@adelinehang.com. I will write that for you.
And listeners, as you always know, I will always have a direct link in the show page to our guests so you can reach out to them directly. So, Adeline, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, this is the start of your day. So you have a wonderful day. And, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Thank you so much, Janet, for having me. And I know you are resting. You are going to bed. So sweet dreams. And we'll talk soon again.
So what were your takeaways from my interview with Adeline? You know, it was a very in-depth interview, and I just really appreciate Adeline for taking time out to really talk to us in depth about what she went through, how, you know, we can all figure out what it is we need to do so we can live our best life. So now I want to follow up with Taylor's tip time. And this is some life management strategies. Number one, create a weekly schedule, exercise, food shopping, making marketing calls, sales calls, you know, going to webinars and getting training, networking with people via Zoom, via phone calls, but create a weekly schedule. Then, of course, you know, I have, you know, do exercising daily. That means walking, stretching, weights, you know, get middle of the floor and dance. Plan your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever that looks like, because you want to have a healthy body to do all the things that you need to do. Incorporate self-development. That means doing webinars, taking trainings, Google searches, listening to people's feedback, and have some fun. You know, in all of living your best life, that is one of the keys, is having fun. So create a schedule, do some daily exercises, plan your meal, incorporate some self-development, and have some fun. So, of course, those of you who do not know, I offer virtual sessions. I'm actually going to be getting ready for a session with a client in a few regarding just helping her manage her paper. We do it via FaceTime. She props the phone up. I tell her to tell me what's in the pile. We go through it. I tell her how to manage it. Sometimes she may have to make a phone call. Sometimes she has to file stuff. Sometimes she can put it aside to shred. But I help her stay on track. And that's what I do in these virtual sessions, even though I'm not there with you, but I help you stay on track so those piles will not accumulate. So go to my contact page, schedule a 15-minute session, and I have also reduced the cost of my virtual sessions. So I am offering, you know, 30-minute, 60-minute sessions. So please check it out. But then also for those of you who want to live your best life, who have an idea, who have a passion, who have a gift and a talent, I can help you strategize and organize. So if you feel lost when you think about social media, if you've been procrastinating starting that podcast, or if you're just feeling overwhelmed with all the ideas running in your head, then I want to help you. One of a friend called me and, you know, she scheduled a session and we really thought about how she can incorporate, because she does groups and she loves facilitating groups, but how she can do it using the technology so that, you know, when we do get back to doing groups again, she's prepared, but also right now she can service her population and how she can do it and how she can make it interactive. So that was a great session. And then another client who was basically told, you know, don't come back. So she's thinking of ways, and I help her organize her ideas and information. So I can help you start up this podcast. I can help you manage and grow your social media. I can help you discover all the products you have inside you. So go to my website or click the link in this podcast show page so you can actually begin to discover how to strategize and organize so you can be prepared for living your best life. I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets. Thank you so much for just liking my YouTube channel and for following me there. I greatly appreciate it. And check out my Pinterest board. And I've got one on organized living, all about money, all about time, healthy living, and so much more. So check it out. Well, today is Monday. It might be Tuesday. It might be Thursday. It might be Sunday where you are. But my Toss It Tuesdays tip for this week is get rid of the clutter in your closet, your purse, as well as your wallet. Let's just get rid of it. You know, our time outdoors may have been reduced. Our activities outdoors may have been reduced. So this is a good time to clean those the purse and the wallet. Also, I don't know about you, but I know that the lower half of my body may not be as, maybe a little bit bigger than it was a few months ago. So, you know, now may be a time to really be realistic about what you want to keep. Yes, I know a lot of you are toned, but a lot of you are like, you know what? I'm at the place where this is my body. This is what it's going to be. I'm going to be healthy. So I need to get rid of stuff that is really way too tight. My app suggestion for this week is Easily Do. It's a productivity app and it can help you in your personal and your professional life. Of course, my product suggestion for you are some closet organizers, from your scarves to hangers to actually things you can use in your drawer to organize things, and even in your closet on the shelves. And then, of course, my repurpose suggestion for this week is using items around your home in your garden. Who knows what you have in your home that maybe you don't want to part with, but you can use it in your garden, like a pair of shoes, boots. Some people use those tubs, etc. My book suggestion this week comes from our guest, Adeline Hing, and her book, Doing Good and Doing Well, The Keys to a Happy and Healthy Life. Again, Doing Good and Doing Well, The Keys to a Happy and Healthy Life. And my quote for this week is, cherish your yesterdays, dream your tomorrows, and live your todays. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and be sure to share it with your family, your friends, and on social media. Please, you know, whatever platform you're using, make sure you just go on there and give me a review. And, of course, you know, please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, have a clutter-free day, have an organized week, and of course, if you have a question, a comment, or a suggestion about a future show, please click the link and leave me a message, a voice message. So continue to be safe and well.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.